This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 249NUTS to get 249 domain registration or transfer.
Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 157.
157!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Yeah, I'm back with the MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes, sirree, ridiculous.
You're having mustache issues.
Speaking of ridiculous, what the fuck's going on your side of the set?
Awesome Father's Day. Yes. My daughter got me a mustache kit, and apparently we've worn the shit out of this one.
Looks good. I think you should rock a real mustache, just like that.
Of course. I do, but I get bored with them.
Yeah. You need the handlebars. There you go. It's not official till you
it's not legit.
Recline. Yeah, happy Father's Day to all you fathers and soon-to-be fathers.
Motherfuckers.
Cheers. Yeah. Also,
beer. Hey, uncomfortable. Oh, that made a legit sound, bitches.
Yeah.
It was like, that was better than the mic pumps that Goldberg and Rogan
did. You play the game in college when you used to, you'd have a bottle and somebody else had a bottle and you'd walk over and slam your bottle on top of theirs so that their beer would fizz and they'd have to drink it really fast? You never play that game?
Yeah. Oh. You ever play the game where you punch each other in the shoulder as hard as you can until someone says quit? You keep going back and forth.
Not really. I played this weird game where you had like the whole thing, and if it was below your waist and someone looks at it, you can hit them.
Oh, yeah,
shoulder,
that was like high school.
Or you can poke it.
You got to break it.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
No, that was a cruel game with the whole beer thing. That works. If somebody has a beer and you take your beer and you like slam it on top and it's over halfway full, that shit will fizz up to the top and they got to drink it. So
nice.
It was like a way for making people drink when they're being, you know.
Assholes.
Yeah, and they're not wanting. They're just nursing their beer.
Sipping beer. You ever piss in a bottle and put it in someone's fridge? And
no.
I didn't let them drink it. They were going to go for it.
I had a fraternity brother, though, his big trick was he would do shots with the young guys, but he would always have a beer in his hand. It would be like half full. He'd do a shot, and then he'd take a drink of his beer, but he wasn't drinking beer. He was spitting the shot back into the beer. So you'd have all these young guys running around just fucked up going, oh my God, this guy can drink everybody under the table. And really, he was fucking with everybody.
That's shenanigans.
2 years, no one knew what he was doing. And finally, we realized, you son of a bitch. I mean, he could drink, too, but that was his big joke. Is like, get the young 18-year-olds all fucked up, you know? College days. I don't know how we got on the subject.
I don't know. Talking about beers and
beers.
Hey, you ever tried this one? That kind of stuff.
I got you. So, anyways, let's talk a little news in MMA.
Or just news in general. I want to say, I was watching the Blackhawks versus the Boston Bruins, and can you believe fucking Jaromir Jagr is still playing at 41 years of age, and he's on the Bruins?
I remember playing him in, like, NHL 92 or something.
Exactly. Right? He's on a line. It would have been, like, him and Mario Lemieux, and I think I can't name anybody else, but I tell you the goalie is Tom Barrasso.
Yeah. Old school.
Fucking.
Where you could go behind the net and then come up to the middle and you'd score every time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that little.
It was a little move.
Fucking move that people would
Which
do.
Which one was that? Is that like a
NHL 92. Sega Genesis.
Yeah. Old buddy.
Old school. That was bullshit.
He's still playing, man.
Oh, my God.
41.
Wait, he's only 41. How fucking old was he when I was? Yeah, was he like 17 when he started playing hockey?
Probably. Well, if that was 19? Like almost 20 years ago, maybe
crazy.
Like 20.
That's
19?
Crazy.
It's nuts. It's crazy.
I've been playing video games way too long. Speaking of video games, E3,
what?
Holy shit.
There we go.
There's all kinds
Break
of shit happening.
Bitch. Break it down.
I know, you're Xbox, PS4.
Fucking NSA.
Yeah, I'm with you, but
fuck
listen.
The man. No, that's an NSA tool. It's
no,
a spying
I'm
tool.
Not worried. I'm all about the Xbox. I'm all over it. I love it. Bring it on.
Jesus
I'm going to show up my asshole when it comes.
Yeah, you say that, but
I'm fine.
You're on the list, buddy.
I'm fine.
You're on the list.
It doesn't matter. The games that are coming off are so awesome. Dude, FIFA 14, UFC, there's Watch Dogs, which looks amazing. I think, did you see that one? The crazy game where you're like, You can. No. It's like set in the city of Chicago. Badass. Then there's all these like Battlefield 4. I'm definitely getting Battlefield 4. Fuck Call of Duty. I'm going Battlefield.
Uh-oh. It's getting crazy.
Dude,
now.
You gotta get an Xbox. Come on.
Well, I have both pre-ordered, and I'll make a decision.
Cover up the little thing. Joel Lozon made a big long post.
I read it, but it's the point of you have to listen to the consumers. And I feel right now Microsoft thinks they're number one, and they're kind of going, fuck everybody. Oh. This is the way it's going to go, and you're going to like it.
Microsoft sees the bigger picture, and I know you have your issues with the always attached. On. No.
Go.
Listen, the console as it is going to disappear. It's just a matter of time. Sony's hanging on to the last remnants of, here's our system, you're going to play our games. Microsoft says, here's our entertainment piece. You're going to watch movies, you're going to stream on the internet, you're going to go online, you're going to play your games, you're going to do all this stuff, you're going to be connected to the world through our box. And eventually, there will just be no consoles. It'll just be a box, and you know like that streaming service they have now?
Yeah, they tried that, and it didn't work.
It's where everything's going. Some of the stuff about Mike is badass. Like if you're on my friends list and you're like my close friend or whatever, mm-hmm. I could buy a game and I could let you play it. When I'm not playing it, you could play the game. You don't have to buy it. And it's like you own the game. Now they don't want to let me resell it necessarily through whatever channel I want. Mm-hmm. Like they're not restricting it, but third party developers could, which is exactly the same thing that is happening on Sony. So Sony's just done a great job of marketing, like we're not the Antichrist, but really their policies.
They're not.
They're exactly the same.
They're not. Anymore.
But I think that's cool. And, you know, Forza 5, that's another one, the racing game I'm looking forward to. I already pre-ordered some of those games. But one thing you got to keep in mind, before the Xbox 360 goes dead, Grand Theft Auto 5 is like the swan song of that console. You should all run out and get it. It's going to be awesome. And it's not coming out on next gen.
Well, here's the other issue that everyone, either PS3 or Xbox 360, is going to have. Rock Band.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucked. You can't sell your old system. If I've invested in... It's disgusting.
Thousands.
Literally
thousands.
Over 1,000. You look at the fucking drum rocker. You want to upgrade the bass pedal. You got the fucking gear. You get the stupid piano that comes out.
Oh, yeah. You got it all.
Wireless
we got crazy
mics.
For like 2 years on that, and then we burned. I think you burned yourself out.
It's
on
done.
It was
it's done.
Too
it's
crazy.
Too much work.
That's
dude.
All you were doing for like days.
Fucking, we're the number one plastic metal band out there,
was
motherfucker.
Like, what's that guy from the One Armed Man from Def Leppard? You're like the guy. Like you fucking could. You play better like fake drummer than like real drummer. Like oh my god, how's he doing this? You're the man.
Oh, remember that one time when we tried to do the endless set list?
Oh, God.
The fucking drums broke, like, 90%.
Oh, at my house, yeah.
We got
to, like, there was three songs left, I think.
Yeah.
Was it you and me and Mark?
And Mark. Yeah. We just could not do it, and my fucking hands were, like, all gimped up from holding the sticks for 6 hours straight. We're all fucking drinking.
Sucked balls.
And the pedal broke, and I had to go to the store and rig some shit up. Like, I got the pedal
my
working.
My Xbox melted almost.
And then we
forever.
Just got to the point where, like, we just couldn't beat the songs.
What was that, like, Coheed and Cambria or something?
I don't
know.
That was it. I was like, I'm done with this game, you motherfuckers.
We went all the way there. There should be like an
almost. We went all in.
Because you know what? They knew that was the song that was going to be the motherfucker. The song before the last one. I think it was the song before the last one. We just couldn't do it. And there should have been like an achievement. Like, fuck you. Like
you came really close.
Five points at least to say like you came close, but sorry. Man.
Well, no, because it was endurance too. You're so gimped up at the end and it's like, increasing hard. I wish we could have like maybe scaled it somehow. So maybe you had some of the harder.
Or you could
beginning.
Pick. You could just pick the song.
Just knock the hard ones out while we're fresh, not when we're done. And I can't.
Oh yeah, that was good fun though. Good times.
Fun to try once.
Never again.
I was so pissed.
I think that's what that was like. One,
it
the
turned
smart,
us.
I was like, fuck this
you
game,
motherfuckers. Fuck you and your bullshit.
Yeah.
So. Video games.
Anyways, I love video times. Games. I love video games. They're the best.
True that.
So, got any like news that you want to discuss?
Oh, other stuff.
Other news.
Yeah. What? Josh Thompson said a bunch of weird shit, and I'm gonna paraphrase because I don't remember what exactly he said. Something about the gays. He's not a big fan.
Not a fan of the gays.
Then he got into some NAMBLA action, and
he said like if you're gay, it's like one step away from being a pedophile. That's a little close-minded, don't you think?
Maybe. No.
Just because you like to sleep with grown men doesn't... That's like saying men who sleep with women automatically want to sleep with young girls. That's
they
not,
all do.
Not true.
I like them young gymnast likes.
Okay.
No.
I'll pass.
Pass.
I'll pass on that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so was there any, like, repercussions about what he said?
No, but Dana White made a comment, and he said, Josh Thompson should get a hobby like finger painting and leave talking to smart people.
Nice.
Awesome. I like that. Yeah. But he can't. And who else? Didn't Roy Nelson say some stupid shit?
Oh, he called Cormier an Uncle Tom because he does whatever Dana says.
Like, you can't say anything anymore, pretty much.
Well, I mean, yeah, but Roy Nelson is like, here's a guy who's fucking, like,
he does not help his cause.
No.
At all.
Well, I read this cool thing, like, Dana had a lot to say after the fights this weekend. And he's like, Roy Nelson's is like, we don't dislike the guy, but he's a guy who's a fucking not the smartest guy ever. He thinks he's like, I can't get sponsors. He's like,
yeah.
It's because you're out of shape and you look like a fucking guy off the street, like a bum. Like, what, even
you have the fucking mullet and the goddamn beard out to here, and the gray hairs and the fucking belly.
Yeah, and he wants Burger King sponsorships, and Dana White's even like, even Burger King doesn't want to sponsor your fat ass. Like, are you kidding me?
You can get the heart of a heart attack burger chain.
They don't want people associating that their food with you, which is fine, but... I'm okay with Roy Nelson, but I just feel like... I know you're not. I just feel like...
He needs to take the sport serious, Ingo.
It would be nice. I don't think that he's a guy who fights at 205. I really don't. But I do think there's a guy. He's a guy who fights at 235 to 240, like Cain Velasquez.
Just once.
In shape, with good cardio, with muscle definition, you know?
We almost saw abs on him that one time.
It was close. And that was one of his better fights. Which fight was that?
I don't remember, but...
That's a true fight, maybe?
And before he was in the UFC, there's a picture on the wall. It's covered up. I forgot what fucking organization that was, but there's been so many behind those fucking
King of the
guys.
Cage, maybe?
Something else. But he was a little more svelte back in the day, and then what happened? Like, why?
He just doesn't
care.
Why
do you just let it go? You could be, like, here's a guy who's got the skills and has got the talent, but not the cardio.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't get the knockout, and he said it himself, he's like, it's so much easier just to knock fools out than to fucking grapple them. And he's a guy with the ground skills that could grapple some people.
Yeah, he doesn't want to grapple. He wants to knock people out in the first couple minutes.
That's frustrating.
I get
it,
man.
It's like BJ Penn.
Yeah.
To some extent.
But BJ has an excuse.
A different level.
He's got the kids thing angle, so I get it. But he was never really, he needs to get back with the Marinoviches. That was one of the best fights we saw him against Diego Sanchez.
Was that where he was lifting the rocks and running underwater? No, that was him just training.
Yeah, right. No.
He's doing the
Marinovich camp was when he destroyed Diego Sanchez.
Yeah.
He finished the guy in the fourth round. And
that's when he was wrecking fools.
Dude, he was
crazy.
He
goes with the head kick and fucking...
Oh, yeah.
When you see BJ Penn kick someone in the head
awesome.
And fucking blister open a cut.
So, yeah, Roy Nelson maybe needs a little bit of dose of that, but it's hard to change, man, as you know. Look at this country. Look at people. People know they're killing themselves eating some of this shit they're eating. Yet they continue to do it. It's hard to change, man. It's not easy.
I hear you.
It's not easy to change.
Sure.
It's difficult.
If you smoke
you
weed
can do it.
Every day of your life and you want to stop,
it's
easy.
Hard.
But I don't know what the analogy I'm trying to make is, but I hear what you're saying. You get set in your ways,
you
it's hard
little,
to change.
You got a little voice inside your head that says, just eat that, or just do that, or just drink that, or just, you don't need to exercise. You know, and then there's other people who have that opposite voice. It's like, I don't want to work out. Yes, you do. You know, like there are many days where I think a lot of people that are in shape probably have that. Like, fuck it, I could just sit around and do nothing. But they go and do it. You know,
you gotta make it happen. And how about Roy gambling with his contract and not signing
he's got
the
no
extension?
Yeah,
and just said, fuck it, I'm gonna hold out. I'm gonna get this win and move on. And then, oh shit,
yep.
Now you're fucked. Because you kind of, you got to take what they give you now, or you go away. The good thing is Dana sounds like he wants to keep him, but fuck.
Well, they should, because you know what? He could go to Bellator. I think Bellator's hurting for heavyweights, and here's a guy that people know, and he could definitely go over there. And he'd
probably make
he
a lot
knock,
of money.
Fuck yeah, and he could knock
dollars.
Fools out easily in Bellator, because they don't have the level of competition
And I think
right
Rampage
now.
Wants to go up to heavyweight, so that sounds like a good fight to me.
I'll take it.
Rampage, Roy Nelson.
Two guys who don't want to throw
fuck it!
But
let's
they
just eat
throw
donuts. I'll feed you one, you feed me one.
We're just going to throw down. We're going to exchange.
Wear my chain.
It's all good.
I'll wear your mullet. It's all good.
What else you got?
Praetorian. So I found out, Dana said it finally, like, why they're not in UFC anymore. Mm-hmm. Because apparently they owe the UFC a fucking ton of money.
Was there a specific dollar amount?
He didn't say, but I would imagine.
Millions?
Yeah.
Probably.
Because I heard rumor is some fighters didn't get paid too.
So. Oh, yes.
Fighters, UFCs, fucking everybody.
Heavyweight fighters.
Praetorian out. Right. It might have fought Verdum in Brazil's.
And Sean Jordan in Chicago. Did saying. Not get paid.
It's fucking bullshit. You should pay everyone, but especially pay the fucking fighters. Yeah. What the fuck, you assholes? I have a problem with that. Are they still in business? We should put them out of business.
They're in business.
File bankruptcy, bitch.
Yeah.
Pay your bills. Praetorian. Do what you're going to say or something. Say what you're going to do. Do what
Scratch
you're
that,
say.
Reverse it.
Whatever you say you're going to do, fucking do it. Don't be a bitch. How's that?
I'm with you.
Josh Berkman, John Fitch, go.
What the fuck?
What happened?
Talk about Dana White being right about a guy.
Like a master.
John Fitch has fallen from this like level. I mean, he gets KO'd. I think the BJ Penn fight even was like a sign of things to come. Like, you start to see like the descent into like what's happening now. I mean, that guillotine choke is nasty, man. Holy shit. Berkman was like, fuck it, I'm choking your ass.
Rocked, and oh, then dude. He did the smart move where...
Went for the sub.
Yeah, go for the sub.
Yep. And he had a walk-off choke. I've never seen
that.
That
was awesome.
Like, fuck it, I'm done. Bounces like, Fitch's head off the cage.
Spikes the microphone. Yeah. Peace! Yeah.
But what about Mazzagatti? Okay, the guy is not even... he's not even in. Berkman's already standing up. Like, oop, is that
he did it again.
Oh, no.
Ruined.
Telling everybody he's done, and Maz is still standing there. Like, what is this guy's deal? Are you joking?
Maz is on vacation. All right, they pulled him back in for this fight, but his head was somewhere else.
Okay, probably up some 12-year-olds. I mean,
here's a question:
yes.
Do the refs have drug tests?
I don't know.
Because he looked like he was high as fuck. Maybe
sure.
That's what guys are talking about.
Smirking.
His reactions were delayed. Maybe they need to be taking piss and blood tests also.
Well,
maybe he needs some
therapy. I guess the begs the question is, do you think you could objectively referee a fight? You think you could? In the
Me?
Moment? Yes.
No.
I don't think I could do it either. But I'm just saying, if that's what for how many fights the guy has had, okay. been involved in, I mean, even way back as like Lesnar versus Mir, you know, Lesnar had a huge problem with that guy because
we didn't warn him. He just took one illegal blow to the back of the head and he stops the fight, takes a point away, and stands him up.
And then he almost lets Lesnar's knee get ripped off because Lesnar's tapping
that
and Maz is not stepping in. Whatever.
Maybe he wants to see people get hurt.
I don't know what his deal is. Maybe he just doesn't care. I'm not sure, but I think Dana White coming out publicly is not helping his cause because I feel like Kaiser's probably going to be like, fuck it, we're going to put him on a main event card or something.
Well, Dana was saying the funny thing is the more he talks about how much the Maz is a fucking terrible ref, the more Kaiser or the Nevada State Athletic Commission is going to put him on the next card they have, which happens to be UFC 162, Anderson Silva versus Chris Weidman. Guess who's going to be the ref?
The Maz?
That's what Dana White thinks.
Oh. And but can't the UFC like tell them like, hey, we don't want this ref? Or
no, the UFC. He said the UFC can't request refs, but fighters can say, I don't want this guy.
They can
ref my fight.
Oh, really? Okay.
But Dana doesn't want to tell the fighters specifically that, you know, don't tell the guys or the Nevada State Athletic Commission that they don't want this guy to fight. He doesn't think it's his position to do that. Fighters have to do that themselves.
So okay, fair enough.
I don't know. It's like, who's the worst ref now in MMA? Is it Winslow or Mazzagatti?
Probably Maz. If I was going to fight, I would want someone in there that always had my safety. And, you know, like if
I couldn't even say Herb Dean has my safety in mind.
I know, but I think Herb does it objectively. Like, if you're, I don't know, I would love to know what Maz is thinking at that point. Why is he on that side of the situation when the guillotine choke was on? He was across the other side. He should have made an attempt to get over there and see, is Fitch okay? Is he awake? You know, what's going on? Check his body language. Like, as soon you could tell on the viewing, it's just he just drops and he's just out, you know. And 3-4 seconds go by, Berkman stands up, he does one of these, and then Mazagatli's like, "Oh, fight's over." Like
maybe dude, he's an ass rapist. Could be. He's just waiting. He's like, "Oh man, this is the way I like it. I like them to go limp, and then I get in."
I don't know.
Flashbacks. I'm just saying flashbacks.
Yeah. I don't know how he keeps his job. This is what I was trying to ask him, like, when he was on, when Kaiser was on our show, but he kind of, like, avoided the question somewhat. Like, why don't you, dude, there's a classic example
cool,
of a
he's
guy.
He's very smart, because he said, you know, there's a girl, there's a 13-year-old girl, she goes missing. Totally, like, what?
Wait these a are second. Not the droids you're looking for.
Like, totally Jedi mind tricked us, and I'm not that smart.
What happened?
Oh, did it? I like that fun, yeah. But I lost the original question yeah. at no point.
He fucking button hooked us.
God damn it. Damn you, Kaiser! Oh, yeah. We still love you, but we still hate you.
But that being said, like maybe they can't find anybody better. Maybe the Maz is the top.
You tell me, where was this? This was in Canada. So
Manitoba or some shit?
Sure. Where's Big John? You tell me he's still not good? He's in the top.
Big John's the man, dude.
He's not in Nevada for whatever reason.
It's a lot of pressure. Be the ref.
Oh, whatever. Yes, I would never want to do that. Fuck that.
Good for Berkman. Sucks to be Fitch. I don't know. I hope the deal he got with WSOF was worth it, and he has more fights, but Berkman looked like a world beater there.
And he did in his last fight before that, too.
Yeah, the UFC's probably going to try to sign that guy.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably not a bad move.
Was he, his second stint or third stint in the UFC? Has he come and gone a couple times? I don't recall.
It'll at least be his second, because yeah. I want to say he was on the second season of Ultimate Fighter, if that sounds right.
Okay.
But Resurgence? TRT? I don't know if he's on TRT.
Probably not. We know Fitch isn't.
TRTs. That's what they all say.
Nah.
I'm on a natural to the T. Yeah, okay, let's go take some blood. Let's take blood now.
Blood.
Oops.
From your cock.
I'm high on estrogen. Yeah, he's going reverse. Balls. Yeah,
straight from the balls. Slap your sack on the table.
Yeah. Injecting. Sir, you have no testicles. You're just all sack. What is going on?
Don't worry.
Nothing. The Fitch is a sack man.
What else you got?
So I saw this shirt that got posted. It's from Thailand.
Okay.
And not only are they good at Muay Thai, they're also good at making some really fucking offensive shirts.
Swallow you, crippled bitch. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Why's the guy in the wheelchair?
No, they're both in a wheelchair.
Oh. Okay.
Fucking, sometimes if you're in a wheelchair, you need a fucking blowjob.
I agree. But why does it have to be from someone else in a wheelchair?
Because you got to let them know who's
the boss.
That would
make things difficult, wouldn't it?
Nope. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. Crazy, crazy shirt.
It's very offensive. I'm not saying I agree with anything. I'm just saying.
He's going to be rocking that in a couple weeks. He probably ordered one.
I might look epic on the show.
Wow.
No, I didn't even notice. He's smiling. You see that?
Happy.
Well, good for him.
He had a...
That's what they say Father's Day is supposed to be about. Steaks and blowjobs.
Okay.
Of which I got neither.
I got steak.
Good for you. I had a choice to get steak. I got salmon.
Okay. Good enough.
And a burger.
I had steak.
So good. One out.
I had to cook it myself, though.
Isn't that a bitch?
It's not quite the same.
I hear you.
I don't think so.
Well, my kids wanted to cook fucking breakfast for me, and I ended up cooking it to help them out making it. You know.
Yeah.
It's all good. Thanks. My wife loves me. Anyway, let's move right along. UFC 160. What?
The best card ever.
Wasn't it? I did not fall asleep. I did not watch this and the Blackhawks at the same time and fall asleep. Simultaneously.
I didn't even watch this live. I just watched
between two.
Twitter and Facebook updates. And it's a good thing, I think, we agreed not to really get together for this because I had a bad feeling that this was going to be one of those like snoozer cards.
Yep.
There's a lot of decisions, Matt. A lot of decisions.
They tied the record, I think, with the most decisions on a card, nine.
Really?
So we go with a card in Brazil, I think, with the most finishes, and I forgot how many were on that, but it was a shit ton.
Yep.
11, if not 13, or all the fucking fights, and this one with nine decisions. And
the curse of Canada without GSP is still
alive. He only adds another decision to the cards.
Well, I know, but the cards with him on it are usually pretty good. So the problem is if he's not fighting on the card, then the cards aren't good.
Are you saying to stack the card if a little GSP is on it?
Yes.
PSP.
The aliens.
And his anal probings.
He loses the time.
Loses the time. Oh, but I lose my car and the time.
Yes.
So let's hit some scores because everybody did awesome and fucking Underdogs beat the shit out of everyone. So I went 4-7, my worst outing of the year. Ingo went 4-7, his worst outing
probably
of
not.
The year.
I've done
the Magic 8 Ball with his worst outing of the year went 5-6.
Oh,
actually beat us again.
Fucker.
So overall, I'm 113-63. Ingo is 101-75. Magic 8 Ball is 117-59, picking at 66.5%.
Fuck that thing.
Take the 8-Ball's picks. Or
yes,
don't.
Maybe I should. Bonuses. So, you want bonuses?
Yeah, go. You got it.
Stout versus James Krause got fight of the night, 50 grand. Knockout of the night, Sean Jordan over Pat Barry.
Yep.
Ouch. And James Krause got submission of the night. Talk about a guy. Coming out of nowhere, getting 100 grand for fucking.
He's such a style throwing a lot of crazy shit.
It's not that difficult to look amazing when you have 9 decisions on a card. So.
You finish, you're probably going to win something.
Maybe they agreed. Like, fuck it. Let me finish you. I'll give you half. Yeah. It's all good.
I'm going to take the sub. You take the KO.
Yep.
Done and done.
What? How is that possible? Sub of the night and KO of the night in the same fight?
No, I'm talking about two different fights.
Oh, like, sorry.
Other fighters are okay. In cohorts.
Would that even be possible? It could. What if someone got knocked out and submitted?
Oh, well, that happened the other day. I saw that on some site where a guy got knocked out, and then as he's going down, the guy locked up a choke on him.
And what if the same guy? Like, you were choking someone, he knocks you out, but then you fall back and you choke him out and you're both out. Doubles knockout submission.
Matt Hughes, Carlos Newton.
That happened?
No. They both knocked each other out.
Okay.
But one was locked up and someone got slammed or something. Ah.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Oh, no, there was that one too, like on the Ultimate Fighter. What's his name? Not Gray Maynard, the other guy. Remember?
Punched in the gut.
Yeah. Ed Herman. Yeah? Ed Herman?
Fuck. Here we go. There's that guy, and fuck.
He was this guy that used to fight UFC. I don't know.
He trained UFC.
I think it's Ed Herman, but anyways. So,
I don't
those are the scores. Anymore. What do you want to talk about? I mean, what was exciting for you?
I want to talk about the Prokhorov and the fucking Jimmo fight where Prokhorov is in Jimmo's corner and Jimmo's corner is barking out fucking instructions and Prokhorov goes, blah, blah, blah. And you can fucking hear it on the telecast and Rogan and Goldberg are just going, he just is blah, blah, blah in their corner. I've never heard that before. Oh, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
What else? Controversial decision, Woodley Shields fight.
A little bit.
That reminds me of Diego Sanchez, Martin Kaptman, where you go for a shit ton of takedowns and you don't get them, but somehow you magically get a win.
Yes.
Oops.
Jake Shields. Woodley should have won that sucker.
He should have. And the other guy got fucking hosed.
Yep. Got robbed.
That's it for thoughts and salutations. We can go right into Jordan Barry. Ouch.
What happened here, man?
I want to take a drink. Fucking eyeball got punched out.
Seemed like. It looked to me like Barry took a thumb with the uppercut and then maybe was trying to stop things and then he took another uppercut. And then
they got progressively worse. Each one hitting in the eye and then more lefts.
It was bad. Jordan capitalized on a situation. And unfortunately, Pat Barry continues to go out on a shield. At what point does this guy, he's been knocked out quite a few times recently.
Well, that's where I said he was trending. He was going win-loss.
Yeah.
He was sitting on that win, so yeah, he got his loss. The other thing I didn't know is that they're friends.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. And he has an issue. Remember? He fought
the Krokop thing, yeah.
It's like, fuck. Had I known that, I wouldn't have picked him.
I didn't realize that. They are friends. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's rough. Because Barry...
He's too nice of a guy.
Yeah, he is. Seems like a cool dude. And Sean Jordan stringing it together. Got like 3 wins now.
Oh, and then he pulls the backflip off too. It was like, Jordan? Holy shit.
Is that athletic?
Is a big fucking dude. And he landed it perfect.
He looks goofy in that photo. But good for him. 260?
Wow. Big dude. Pulling backflips off like it's nothing.
Okay.
It was a short fight though.
Yeah, it was. As heavyweight fights tend to be usually.
Well, it's a game of inches, Ingo.
We fight for that inch around here.
Goddamn right.
Around here.
I love it. I'm going to bite my finger now.
Okay. Next for Sean Jordan. Got anybody? Who do you like?
Todd Duffy.
Oh, yeah. Do it. But Duffy hasn't... I mean, I don't know.
Just say yes.
Okay.
Okay, it's all good.
Yeah, yeah.
Next for Barry. I still like Mark Hunt, but I don't know... when Mark Hunt's going to come back from that nasty staph infection. Ooh, and I'll tell you what, you just see that?
Yes.
That's what the hole looked like on
me.
I
believe you. It was gross.
And it was, I couldn't take a picture. I had a staph infection, like, right on the waistline, and literally was like that Mark Hunt shit.
It's gross,
the fucking
man.
Grossest thing you'll ever see.
Yeah, it's nasty.
You don't ever want to have that.
I wonder
habit.
If he had that for that fight, or he got it after the fight.
He probably got it after that, because I imagine he probably kicked him. And probably hit chin to shin or something, and then you probably had a bruise or something swell up or something under the skin. Ugh. Or maybe he had it before. I'm not making excuses. I'm not Brazilian.
Okay. Neither is he, thankfully.
Yep. New Zealand!
Yeah, Auckland, I think.
Whatever that is.
It's a location
Woo.
On the map.
Woo.
Sure, I'll buy that for a dollar.
And moving right along. Probably the best fight on the card.
Stipe Roy Nelson, you think?
It had a lot of action.
It was a lot, fairly one-sided, sir.
A little bit, but it went the wrong way.
Yeah.
I did not pick this the right thing. I think the difference was speed, conditioning, and combinations, of which...
Nelson had none.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No, it didn't go well. Stipe looked good. I think he looked amazing, actually. And something Roy Nelson seems to be regressing.
I think he may have overlooked someone.
You think so?
Yep.
I don't know. Stipe's tough, dude. The guy's like fought. He's, I guess.
Struve stopped him, so Struve stopped Stipe.
Yeah, but that's a whole different fighter, though. That's a guy's really tall and lanky.
He uses his range.
Yeah. Nelson, I don't know. I think, yeah, you might be right. Nelson may just not have trained for this thing.
He took it on short notice, so you got to give him credit for at least. I think his last fight was in April, so it was maybe 6 weeks. And he claimed, I might have peaked early. I think he fucking looked past him and just thought, I'm going to come in here, throw bombs, because I think he won, what, his last 4 fights by KO in the first round?
So yes, sir.
Probably figured, fucking just line him up, I'll knock him down, and it fucking didn't work out this
my
time.
Cheeseburger and beer.
Yeah.
It's all good. Yeah. Next for Mr. Nelson. Got anybody you'd like to see him fight?
Well, is he going to... Well, it depends. Is he going to get signed by the UFC again? It sounds like he probably will be. Because he is a fan favorite somehow, some way. And Dana White didn't understand. He's like, why do people like this guy? And blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm like, think about porn. Just think about it.
You're going to lose me here.
No, I'll bring you back in. Why
are you thinking about porn.
Ron Jeremy.
Okay.
The Hedgehog. Well, he used to be svelte back in the day, but then he let himself go because the average man could associate himself to that guy.
He just didn't give a fuck anymore.
Right. So I think Roy Nelson is the average man's fighter.
Probably.
They can associate with him. Like, hey, I'm a little bit out of shape, overweight. This
motherfucker goes in there. I can knock fools out, too.
And knock fools out. I don't agree with that, but
no, dude.
The average man might.
But he's selling himself so short because he is very skilled, and he makes it look easy. And the guy is dangerous as fuck. He's got a really good right hand. He's amazing on the ground. You never see him do it. He's got a chin for days.
And forget this. He broke a UFC record. 437 significant strikes absorbed without being KO'd. 437! Jesus Christ!
That's got to catch up to you at some point.
Yeah, you can't keep getting hit. That's one fucking fight. 437.
Oh, it's for one fight?
I don't know. I'm gonna go with.
Or was that total?
It's probably total.
You better check.
But no, it sounds like one fight.
Wait, Stipe hit him 500 times? I don't. No.
No, it's one fight, dude.
No way, dude. No, that sounds crazy.
Come on! He hit him 992 times. That was just the first one minute, Ingo.
No. Hold on. I got to look this up now. You're kidding. In one fight, 500 times.
fucking remember. Hold on. Here we go. I'm going to keep digging myself deeper. Chael Sonnen, Anderson Silva. The first fight. He landed like 700 strikes on the ground and go. It didn't matter how hard.
This is his career.
It's for his
career.
He knocked him tomorrow.
Are you kidding me? 487 strikes in one fight. No way. That would never happen. Three rounds. So that's like 150 a round.
The guy was output. It was all about output.
No, dude, that would never happen.
I'm gonna throw
Roy up. Roy Nelson would. No, it's his career. But
I think it was one fight.
That's a good stat.
I'm going on record to say it was one fight.
Okay. I would believe it if it was anybody who could do it. It'd be Roy Nelson.
He took a lot of punishment.
He did.
That's all I'm saying.
Stipe though, what do you think?
I don't know. Next for him. One possible thing is you do have Travis Brown and Alistair Overeem fighting. He could take winner of that. I don't
Overdoom?
Know.
Do you think Verdoom is like...
Well, I think Verdoom should get the title shot next. I think he
But they already announced Cain and Jr. So
right, but
Verdoom
he's
going to
take
somebody.
Winner of that.
Verdoom
he's going to wait.
He needs somebody?
No, because he waited a year.
Is Verdoom not like the gays either?
Probably not. He doesn't... You know,
he's Brazilian.
Or if you want to have Nelson stick around, have him fight Big Nog.
I think Big Nog is going to retire, hopefully.
I think he should, but
yeah.
I think we get Big Nog on TRT, we put Roy Nelson on TRT, we have a fucking epic battle.
Okay.
I'll shoot him up.
You will?
We got doctors.
Fly out to Vegas.
Fucking, shoot him up. Mr. Perlman, fucking come on. Get these bitches on TRT.
Before he's
Let's
shooting up
this.
Roy Nelson, he needs to talk to me about this shit first.
You don't need it. How's that creatine working out for you?
Starting
driving you crazy yet?
Yes. I had some nightmares. I overdosed on the loading phase.
I'd say don't do the loading phase because I took some at like 9 o'clock.
Did you? No, it hasn't made me aggressive, but like I took some in morning and noon and night, and I've been having weird nightmares, just crazy stuff, like people on fire. And
what's wrong with that? Is there anything wrong?
Well, once your kids, it kind
of
freaks you out.
I'm like, it's the dragons.
Don't bring up Game of Thrones. Fuck Game of Thrones. It's off TV. I don't. What am I gonna do tonight? I have no idea.
Watch True Blood. And then some vampires. The last season sucked, but I'm holding out for this season.
I'm waiting for Newsroom to come back on HBO.
I couldn't get into it. Tried.
Love it.
Tried.
Awesome. Right. Main event time.
No.
Sponsors! We have defensehope.com. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off your fucking order. Go there, be square. Listen, don't be a dirty motherfucker. Order some defense soap, gel, detergent. They have the foot thing. They have the whatever. They got it all. MMA nuts.
Like a ball washer. You ever go golfing? They have ball washers. Put your nuts in that thing. You ever try that?
Not for my balls.
You shouldn't.
But for my
golf balls. Sever your testicle.
No,
that would be
very
bad.
I've used it for my golf balls. Yeah. Also, we have GoDaddy, but I forgot the deals. I'm terrible.
You can get a $249.com or a transfer with $249 nuts. You can get three $495.coms with just regular code MMANUTS. Or you could get 35% off your first order, anything. They don't give a fuck what you want to order. 35 off 6.
All right.
Bring in the heat. Chuck Norris style.
Pain!
Action jeans. Action jeans. All right, best fight of the card? No.
Not really.
Dan Henderson, Rashad Evans.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well,
you pricked it right, Ango.
I did, but I feel like maybe Henderson could have won this thing. I don't think after watching this, like, I would have felt bad whoever got picked to win because I felt it was fairly even. The one thing I thought Rashad did was is he still had gas in the third round. So therefore,
gas is good.
Yeah. It looked like he had a chance. But Henderson stuffed, like, every one of Rashad's takedown attempts. So it's like, how do you score that? I don't know. I mean, a guy's trying to be aggressive, but another guy's stopping
him.
Rashad's
going forward.
Yeah.
I think the good thing he did was what Machida did is he used his movement. And he used speed.
Speed kills.
It sure does. And it's a tough fight because I just feel like Henderson's just got fucked. You know, he was supposed to fight... Literally and figuratively. He's supposed to fight John Jones, UFC, 151, blows his knee out, and there goes his fucking title shot.
Yep.
And that may that may have been his prime right there to have that fight. But now he's, what, 42? He's pushing 43.
Yep.
The TRT is keeping him in the game, but is he at that point where age has finally crept up? I'm getting a little concerned because now this is – he's still in it. I mean, this is two close fights. It's split decisions. I actually think this was the right decision. I thought Rashad won. That's hard for me to say because, again, another guy I don't like. Don't hate him, but I don't like his style. I just – whatever. But he won – I thought Rashad won that fight. Round one is Henderson. Round two is Evans. Round three is definitely Evans. Round two is the question mark round.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I mean, Hendo just – you know, we talk about TRT, but I think he's within the limits. He's not doing the Vitor thing, blowing it out.
You should superdose him.
Yeah, so.
Maybe. I don't know. You don't want to kill people.
I just feel like, you know what you're going to get with him. He's got a monster right hand. He's got good wrestling. You know, he's going to. If you get him past the first round, it's a crapshoot.
It is.
You know, anymore. So, unfortunately, it's not the same.
They rocked Rashad in that first round. Yeah, I'm down, but.
And props to Rashad, you know, for standing in there. And, you know, I don't think Rashad shied away from playing with Henderson. And he was like, oh, no. Let's play your game. It's fine. Let's
credit to him for fucking – he stood in the pocket and fucking exchanged. Yeah. You know, even Henderson said that. It wasn't like the Machida fight where Machida, in Henderson's view, was running away from him.
Yeah. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. Rashad wants another title shot. Does he get it after this fight?
No.
No. I don't think so.
You know, Evans, the question is, do you have him rematch Machida? That's maybe the one thing I was throwing around.
Wasn't that the stanky leg fight?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the other fight that he said he's open to is fighting Glover Teixeira.
Oh, Jesus. I like that one.
I actually like both. I kind of would like to see him fight Machida again in some sick, weird way.
You want him to get stanky-legged again?
No. Yes, but no.
Yes, but no.
I want to see if he's figured out the equation the second time around.
Yeah, well, Machida's different now, so, you know.
Yeah. And then Henderson, fuck it, man. I don't know.
Vanderlei Silva!
He's got to get through Chael Sonnen first, right? Three.
Is that going to happen?
Yeah. Forgot when they're. I think that's the UFC on Fox Sports 1-1. Maybe they should go with Roman numerals. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
It's Fox One Eye.
I probably don't have this channel.
We will by August.
We will.
I don't know. Does WoW subscribe?
Fuck if I know.
Doesn't matter. Fuck it. Stream it. What? Can't say that.
Stream it.
I had a really... Never mind.
What?
It was very crisp and clean. I'm just saying nothing. Stream. I don't stream anything.
Yeah.
Streaming
just porn.
Don't stream.
Porn.
Stream porn. Hardcore.
HD porn, 3D porn. Do they make porn in 3D?
They should. HD porn is great. I should get a projector.
I feel like, do you really want to have that much detail? Like, these people
Why
can't.
Not?
I don't know. Maybe you like start to see like weird shit and. Just,
I don't, I'm okay with it.
Okay. 3D would.
Unless
be cool.
A girl's like gonna pull her ass open, I don't need to see that.
Gaping 3D porn.
I don't like that.
I'm inside your asshole. It's awesome.
Let's jam the camera in there. Like, you know what? Just keep your ass closed. It's cool if he's gonna like drill
if
it.
If you're doing gaping, do you just walk around and turds just fall out like when you gotta go?
I heard they had to stick like tampons up their asses because it's not good.
What? Does it eventually shrink back down?
I think so. I'm not up on all this porn. I like to talk about it, but I don't watch.
I'm just curious.
Every day. Pretty much every day. What?
Twice a week.
Okay. It's all good. Ass and nuts. We're moving right along.
Yep.
Henry Whitaker asks, what do you think about Pettis being injured and the Korean Zombie stepping in? And why not Chad Mendes rematch? He's a number one contender.
Well, why not Ricardo Lamas? Dang.
I don't know. I think Korean Zombie was next in line.
Apparently so.
This is what the UFC thinks. I think Korean Zombie is a bigger name because he's got
Joe Silva.
He's got shirts and hats and stuff. I almost bought one.
Did you?
Yeah. Okay. They're on sale at one of them websites that
will
remain nameless because they will remain nameless. Okay. They're on the wall. I'll point to them. But I will not mention.
They can
that.
Suck a dick too.
We're actually in their affiliate program.
Are we?
They send me emails.
Good for them.
We need stuff. Steve Mills asks, I think this topic is currently MMA's biggest mystery. He says, you guys have a show. This mystery should be priority number one. Jake Shields' response to Ariel sounds like some prepackaged answer that some fucking weaselly-ass politician would give. And he sent the clip and says he can tell he gets real nervous as hell when he's asked about it. He's stammering, stuttering like some kid pissing on an electric fence or something. And Ariel asked him, like, you recently tested positive for a banned substance. What was that substance?
Can't talk about it now. Later date. Titties.
He couldn't get shit out. He wouldn't say it. He wouldn't man up and just said, hey, I fucking took some weed. I shot some steroids.
Shot some steroids?
He looked a little, when he's at 185, he looked a little back-kneed up. But I think you just need to man up. You get popped for something, you should just say, listen, here's what I did, wrong or right, sorry or not.
Yeah.
Just fucking say it. Don't hide it. I think that's a shit move. And I think Ariel kind of jumped him in that interview, though, too. Because he was kind of like, blah, 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 talking about the fight, talking about the fight. And then right in the middle, out of nowhere, just boom. So it was kind of a shit move on both guys.
That's Ariel's style, though. The silent assassin, SBD. Yeah,
it was just completely out of nowhere. So I understand it, but as a man, you should just step up and admit to whatever you've done wrong.
I'm with you. So,
Roger Sindel, what's next for old man Dan? He's lost two in a row, but let's not forget they're close to split decisions. We kind of talked about that. And he says he'd love to see Hendo go up against Little Nog. Is a battle of pride vets. What do you think about that?
Sure. He's got to go against the old dude.
Vandalay, we need to work him back into contention here.
I don't know if he's ever going to get back there at this point. I think he's too far gone.
I think we need to triple his dose.
Yes.
Triple the dose.
Give him 1,200, baby.
True.
Fuck this 400 shit.
Just to the point before like heart attack or heart palpitations.
Just before that, yes.
Right. Testicle palpitations? Okay. Heart? Bad.
Yes.
As I've just scanned down through all my questions, I'm scanning back up. I'm going to go rapid fire. Andrew, what do you think of Masvidal reffing the Fitch fight? Do you think fighters have an obligation to let go of chokes or stop strikes if the refs aren't doing their jobs?
It's hard. I think it's too much, expecting too much.
Yeah, and when you're in a moment and you're just fucking drilling away, I totally know it. I totally know that feeling.
He's drilling away. He's
drilling away, going for broke. It's hard to be stopped once you've started.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm with you.
Justin Doctorate Bound Carter, if you woke up with a bottle of Tabasco sauce up your ass, a la Bas Rutten, and turned around, which UFC fighter would be least surprised to see did it and most surprised seen to did it?
What?
Whatever. Who do you think would have done it, and who do you think wouldn't have? Like, who would you be
most surprised?
Shoved
the bottle of Tabasco sauce? Who would have done it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. Least surprised, Michael Bisping, because he's a fucking sneak thief.
Okay.
And most surprised, probably GSP, because if he's hitting me from behind with something, I'm expecting it. Probably it's going to be his cock and not some foreign object like a Tabasco bottle. But that raises a question. Because seeing how GSP is from Canada, and he's sticking his cock in your ass, is that a foreign object?
Good one, sir. Good one,
I'm
sir.
Asking questions.
Okay.
Only getting answers.
Uh-huh.
Moving right along. Sean Marshall, do you guys think Pettis should go back to lightweight to fight for the title or to drop to featherweight to challenge for that title when he returns?
Doesn't matter. I think he's going to skip in line. I think TJ Grant is about to get fucked.
I think you're right because the it's unfortunate for Grant, but you know what? Pettis has gotten fucked over before because he should have had a title shot, and I think it was an injury, right? And then he got
the knee, I think, right? Or knee or shoulder.
Or did he fight Clay? Yeah, he got injured, and then he fought Clay Guida and then got Russell fucked, and he got knocked out of contention and then worked his way back up. And now he's like, the thing that pisses me off, because I want to see that Aldo fight. I want to see him and Aldo. I think that would be an epic battle, even more so than the Henderson fight. And he's beat Henderson, so there's some fucking, you could sell either of those fight very easily.
Yes.
And I think both of them will be awesome, so wherever he wants to go, I'm down with it. Ruben Allen Andrade. Yeah, I fucked your last name up. Sorry. Have you guys ever tried making your own beer?
No.
No. And if I do it, I got to go gluten-free, and it's twice as hard, and I won't try it. Our friend Mark apparently makes his own, and maybe one day he'll make me a gluten-free batch. I'm just saying, Mark, you need all clean shit. You probably should buy brand new shit and then make it for me.
Mark makes his own kind of beer now?
Yeah.
It's a lot of work making beer.
It is. I don't even want to try it. It's too much work. Ryan Smith asks, would you rather get kicked in the nuts by Congo or get power bombed by Rampage?
I'll take the nut shot.
Oh, yeah, there's probably less pain in that, because with the power bomb, you might break your spine. Kicking the balls, you might lose a testicle, but you still got another one. You'd be all right. You could probably take a donut ball.
The pain is temporary.
And then follow up from Ryan. Do you think Gustafsson deserves the title shot versus Jones? I mean, he's getting it, but do you think it's warranted now?
I think he's close. I would have liked to see one more fight, maybe, but, you know, sometimes you got to throw someone in there and see what happens, mix it up. I mean, if not him, who else? I don't know.
It's a problem. I don't know who else is ready for it. Raja Sandel. Also, do you think Dan needs to up the TRT levels? I mean, he doesn't seem to have that rage face on like Vitor. LOL. Come on, Dan. At least give us a 16-1 ratio. Just fucking talk about that. I'm good with that. Fuck yeah. Daniel Ivanovich, is Steve Mazzagatti dangerous? In a real fight, would he smash Dana White via crucifix nut pounding? Would Dana tap?
Dana would kill him.
Dana would murder that motherfucker.
That guy can box, and Maz is like 5'2". So.
Damn right. He also asked, his thoughts on Krajac saying blah, blah, blah to the corner of Jimmo.
You brought that up earlier.
Yes, pretty loved awesome. It.
Didn't know it.
And then Brandon Weinstein will close it out. Which UFC fighter do you think has the nicest penis?
Probably Josh Thompson, because he's flamingly gay.
Well, I'll tell you, Bigfoot probably... Well, it depends. How do you define nicest? Does nicest mean the biggest? Because if
the
you
prettiest
say,
cock?
If I don't you know. Say biggest...
What does that even mean?
If you say biggest, it's got to be the Bigfoot. No?
No.
Far bad!
Just because you're big doesn't mean you got
pussy.
A big cock.
Bad! Han Solo, good.
I don't know.
I gotta say GSP.
Probably. Oh yeah.
Because he's probably the most primped.
Grooming that shit.
Groomed. He's probably not even grooming himself. He probably has people like his Twitter account. His people to work his cock and nice. Like make sure it looks nice.
Like Coming to America.
Fuck yeah.
The Royal.
Yeah. Goddamn right. They work him. They fucking polish his balls like a nice car. Like buff that shit to a nice shine. That's all I'm saying. It. Got it.
Shut it down.
Done. Unless you get some knowledge, because I don't got.
I got nuns. Nothing, man. My knowledge is I'm hungry. I'm gonna go eat some pico de gallo. Again.
That sounds good.
Maybe shitting on my asshole.
What movie did I watch recently? That. Oh, I watched The Hunger Games. Don't watch it. I fucking committed.
Did you? Was it good?
Nope.
I've almost watched it many times and just stopped myself. It's 3 hours, isn't it?
I bit the bullet and went for it. It was almost good, and then it just went to suck.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm out. I'm out.
They're making more.
Don't do it. Not worth it.
I will not do it.
I don't think anything else. I want to leave on a positive note. Let's see, I read the Bruce Buffer book.
You said it sucked.
Yeah. I don't want to say that out loud, but...
Fuck you, Bruce Buffer, you... arrogant motherfucker.
It's a very awkward book.
It's all good. I wouldn't expect anything less from the book.
Well, Meister. True. That's true. A positive. I'm trying to go for a
you
positive.
You know what you're getting, man.
I can't get something positive here.
What's positive?
Alcohol. I drink a lot of Captain tonight.
Yes, you did.
Holy shit. The bottle was semi-full. It's not so full now.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good. So that means the show will be out by Tuesday, for sure.
That's going to pass out. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Grivet.
Till next time.
Thanks for playing.
Stay black.